You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky with you as we head towards the final weekend of the NFL regular season. Buck, we made it to the end. It feels like it's a long run-up to get to the season, and then it feels like in some ways it kind of goes by in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, no, it seems like it's gone by really, really fast. It's kind of funny that we do all the preparation to get to this point, and then you kind of get bogged down in the, I would say, the routine of the regular season, your Mondays, your Tuesdays, your Wednesdays, kind of what you're doing as it relates to football. And then before you know it, here we are, week 18. We got a handful of games with playoff implications. We're simultaneously also beginning to cast our eye towards the draft and who's coming and all of that other stuff. And so it's a lot right now, but it's still a fun time because this is what everyone plays for. And for me, I love like seeing how people respond to the pressure of these kind of win or go home moments. So it's an exciting time.
Yeah, it's it's a time of year where a lot of these teams relying on rookie players too, which is kind of right up our alley. We'll hit the rookie impact scores as we do every Thursday. We'll do that a little bit later on down in the show. And I want to remind everybody, we're coming back tomorrow, so we'll have a Friday episode where we'll look at the national championship game. I've been looking at some of these college kids as well, Buck. So I, the other day we did wideouts. We'll do tomorrow. We'll touch on the corners, some of the top corners in this class. So be on the lookout for that one. But as we stand right now, we're looking at some important games in the NFC. We talked about the AFC games the other day, which I think are the better games where both teams have a chance to make some noise. It's a little bit of a mix here in the NFC, but some intriguing games nonetheless. I thought we could just kind of roll through a couple of those quickly, starting with the Falcons at the Saints. So the Falcons are currently in the hunt. They can still actually win the division. If they win and Tampa loses, then Atlanta would clinch the NFC South, which seems crazy because it feels like it's been such a disappointing year for the Falcons. On the Saints side of things, the Saints clinched the South with a win and a Tampa Bay loss. Or a New Orleans tie in a Tampa Bay loss. They clinch a playoff berth, would put them in a wild card spot with a win, a Seattle loss or tie, and a Green Bay loss or tie. Or New Orleans were to tie, Seattle were to lose, Green Bay were to lose. So a lot of different, a lot more paths for New Orleans to get into the tournament than the Falcons. But let's start with the Falcons. Does this feel crazy that like they're, I think they'll end up with a top 10 pick if they lose this game or they win the division?
Yeah, no, it seems crazy, but I think the league has gotten exactly what they wanted. You have a bunch of teams that are hovering right around the midline, you know, right around 9-8, 8-9, 10-7. And so you have all these games to have some kind of meaning. For the Atlanta Falcons, I think the disappointment probably comes from the outside because when you look at the way the team is constructed, it's like a fantasy football dream, right? You got skilled players, you got playmakers, you have all of those things, but it hasn't come together on the field. And look, Arthur Smith is a fan of the program. We both know Arthur. And he's kind of come under siege for, you know, this the inconsistency of the team. But my question to those that are after him, was it his decision to stick with the quarterbacks that they were doing? or was that a higher up decision? Because if you're the coach and you're hamstrung in terms of who you can go after to be the quarterback of your franchise when you have all these weapons, I don't know if that's a coaching deal or personnel deal. That's the $1 million or ownership. That's the $1 million question that has to be answered before you can really hold him accountable for what he was tasked with doing.
I was thinking about him the other day, and it was, to me, it's so much of things are timing in your situation, right? So he had Tannehill as his quarterback in Tennessee, who was a good player during that run there, a good player, but never a top five type guy.
Right.
So it is kind of interesting to take, you know, to be able to have enough success with a middle tier quarterback to launch yourself into get a head coaching job. And then you haven't really had, obviously haven't had anything close to a top tier quarterback there. You just kind of wonder, like, he's, you know, he's got his reputation that's established now, but man, I wonder if at night he's just like, can you imagine if I'd have just landed in, you know, name other place where they have a top five quarterback, what my reputation and who I might be in this league, how different that might be.
You know, I think there's a lot of stuff, and ultimately, like, he'll bear some responsibility for what it is, because you have to coach the team that you have, and are there things that they could have done to kind of help play around the quarterback and stuff? And you can do that for a while, but eventually, if you don't have a quarterback, it catches up to you. There's only a ceiling in terms of how high and how far the team can go if you don't have an elite quarterback, and the other pieces of the team have to be operating at such a high level to overcome that. And they never were able to do that, not from a defensive standpoint, not from a way that they were kind of manufacturing the offense, whether it's the running game and those things. They just weren't able to get that done. But here they have. And if you're Arthur Smith and you're coaching for your job, like, the only thing you can pour into is like, hey guys, if we win, you know, we get into the postseason.
It's a crazy, maybe, right?
Like, maybe we win a game or two in the postseason and we can rewrite the narrative, because this is a team that has beaten some good teams on their schedule. Like, they've risen up and done some things that have been good. And so I think this is all hands on deck. You do whatever you got to do to see if you can figure out a way to win it. But you have a quarterback and Heineke that's hurt. You have a quarterback in Desmond Ridder who probably doesn't have a lot of confidence that you have confidence in him. Look, it's tough sledding, but it can be done because we've seen it done before.
No question. All right, New Orleans side of things. Let's say New Orleans, let's fast forward. If New Orleans were to win this game and Tampa loses, which would put them in the four spot, New Orleans at home versus Philly in the first round of the playoffs, knowing Philly has not played well over the last 5-6 weeks, would you give them a shot in that game?
I would give them a shot because they have veterans, but man, they're I guess it's about as exciting as beige paint. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing really exciting about what the Saints do, and I'm surprised that that's the case, because coming in, you would think Derek Carr was going to kind of help jumpstart this offense. They have exciting players. You still have Alvin Kamara, even though he's a little older. Taysom Hill, Chris Olave has been terrific. You never knew what you were going to get from Michael Thomas, but they had enough offensive weapons where you thought that they would be good enough. And then defensively, it's an older defense, but it's one that has savvy and experience, and you thought they would play out. In a one-game scenario against a slumping Eagles team, they would have a shot if they got into it, because they would have to view it, the Saints would have to view it as the last dance. It has to be the last opportunity for
this team.
They
have pushed this salary cap thing off every year. They push it off every year.
The way this team has been constructed, this has to be the last dance. Because at some point, you have to infuse this team with young, more athletic, more dynamic players in the key roles.
All right, last one, and we'll move on with enough of this game. But is this a loser-leave-town match for the head coaches?
It feels like it. I mean, it just kind of feels like it.
That, to me, is what I love. It's what's crazy, right? You could win the division. You could not make the playoffs and lose your job. Like, that feels like that's legitimately options on the table here.
It feels like it. When we think about the NFL coaching cycles, the head coaching cycles, I think last year there were only 5 jobs that opened up. This year, you know, you're not going to have that. On average, it's like 7 or 8 that go. Mm-hmm. So if we do the average, you had 5 last year, that means 10 this year. So, it seems like it's a loser-leave-town match. And it's unfortunate, but it's just kind of the way to think. I think the bigger thing is, where are the head coaches going to come from?
It's funny. I was working on a list the other day, putting it, and I'm like, that's four names. Where are the other ones coming from?
Right. And I know we want to talk about this, and I know people have kind of got it ready. So, like, we have people ready to punt on Bill Belichick when it's been proven that he still can coach. They just don't play right, but he still can coach. And so he's going to be out there. And I'm like, okay, well, who are the Patriots going to have? There's this deal with Mike Vrabel. His contract lapses.
Lombardi came out and said that he was inaccurate.
Oh, that's not wrong.
He has two more years.
Okay. Because I was like, man, he's going to be a free agent. Good gosh. Back up the Brinks truck for him. No, you know?
I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah. Okay. So, it's a lose-or-leave town match. It's going to be a challenge for both of these guys, after the fact when it comes to it. But
all right. Bucks, Panthers. I would say the Bucks are going to win this game. I know it's at Carolina. Carolina's terrible. My question on the Bucks, you feel like they're solidified now? Todd Bowles solidified himself. Baker Mayfield, even though he's had some hiccups along the way, feels like he's going to be their quarterback going into next year. They feel like, they got to figure out how to pay Mike Evans or what to do with him going into the future. But this doesn't feel to me this is a full scrap everything and kind of move forward with a new group, which before the season, it kind of felt like this was an in-between year, kind of a lame duck year for some folks. That feels like this group can come back together again next year.
The biggest thing is I think they found that they have a bridge to the future in Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield has been pretty good. People will talk about the last game where he has some turnovers or whatever, but watching him the week before against the Jaguars, he was terrific. He is kind of settled in. He's kind of the right kind of guy, say, for that locker room. When you watch them play, the guys like him. And so if you think about the next two, maybe 3 years, Baker Mayfield being the quarterback at the right number, I think it gives Jason Light enough flexibility to build the team, to kind of rebuild and retool while still being able to compete. It's not the perfect scenario, but it gives you an opportunity to continue to win games while you're trying to figure out, hey, how can we get this team back at a higher level? They have some intriguing pieces in place, and then they have an opportunity in the draft and free agency to add to that.
Yeah, they win the division. So I think that's what's gonna end up happening there in the NFC South. All right, get to one more. We'll take a quick break. Vikings, Lions. Lions have the number 3 seed. They've clinched the North. They could get the 2 seed. They need to win and have losses by both the Cowboys and the Eagles. That's not going to happen. They're basically locked into the 3 seed. Vikings are in the hunt. They're still mathematically alive. They need to win, have a Green Bay loss, a Seattle loss, and a Tampa Bay loss. Or they could have a win, a Green Bay loss, a Seattle loss, and a New Orleans loss. So a couple ways they could pull it off, but they'd have to win this game at the Lions. I mean, you give the Vikings any shot at all when they're going to go up against, what is it, Controlled Fury in Detroit this week?
Yeah, it's the big thing for the Minnesota Vikings is at some point, we've talked about it, and the common denominator with all these teams that we're talking about is quarterback play. When you don't have consistent quarterback play, man, it just makes it hard. It just stresses the team so much. And you just think about Nick Mullins, Josh Dobbs, Javon Hall, if they just had competent quarterback play, they would have been able to win. Even if the quarterback just didn't give the ball away. They have lost games just because of the turnovers from the quarterback position. That said, defensively, they can give you problems. I will say Matt LaFleur absolutely diced him up the other day with Jordan Love. But, they have an opportunity to win this because who knows how the Detroit Lions will attack it. If you don't play Jared Goff, it kind of opens it up for them to win. And then we've seen, man, the last week of the season can be bananas when it comes to the scenarios playing out. So I give them a chance. I know they'll compete and do those things. I just don't have a lot of confidence in Nick Mullins. And whenever I say the name Nick Mullins, it reminds me of the Thursday night when we were doing the game on Amazon. I forgot who they're playing. Maybe they're playing
Seattle?
The Saints.
Was it
somebody, and you're like, oh, Buggy's ready to put Nick Mullins in the Hall of Fame evidently
I miss the Amazon days, man. Those were fun.
Oh, yeah. I missed that a few different ways. Yeah. I missed that. That was a good time.
Oh, man. Before there was a Manning cast, those that know. Those that know.
Catch us on Twitch.
Yes.
Catch us on Twitch.
200 of our closest people. Friends.
It's a great 2-year run.
Oh, that's amazing. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hit one more game. We'll hit these rookie impact scores. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, Buck, go ahead, fire it off here. I think this is our game of the week, right?
It's time for the MTS game of the week presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. This week, Chicago Bears at the Green Bay Packers. The spread is -3 favoring the Packers. The over-under is 44. And for disclosure, folks, this was a Nabil special.
100%.
100%. We're going down the schedule, and there are a lot of games that we could have talked about. I mean, the Bills and the Dolphins.
Everybody's got this one circled as the game of the week.
We got the Houston Texans taking on the Indianapolis Colts for the division. So many different things. Like, the Jaguars got to win against Tyson. But here we are talking about the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. The Chicago Bears, who have the number one overall pick in the draft, wrapped up. It is a fight for Justin Fields to maybe save his job. And they're taking on the Green Bay Packers, who can go into the playoffs. So, yes, a lot of intrigue, a lot of excitement about this one. DJ, I'm fired up. Like, my voice inflection has already changed just being excited about it from so many different angles. But when you look at this game, let's talk about the Bears' vantage point first. What are you looking at from the Bears?
Well, I'm thinking, if I'm a member of the Bears right now, that what I'm doing this week at practice is this. I'm just like, okay, if I just get my trip down, I want to be able to come down. What's my? I got to keep that right hand tight. I got to stay nice and tight to get my hips through. Do we want to go to South Carolina to play, or we want to go to Florida? Maybe we want to go to Cabo.
Do we want to have it in January or February? Like, when do we want to play like some of these golf outings? Where are some of the places that we want to go?
Yeah.
We're trying to get vacation lined up.
Game of the week, baby. Game of the week. Green Bay does have a lot to play for here. This is what Green Bay needs to do. Win and in. They win and they are in the playoffs. And there's a billion other scenarios involving them tying where they could get in with a collection of other results. And then they would get in, even if they lost, with a Minnesota loss or tie, a Seattle loss, and a Tampa Bay loss, or a New Orleans loss. So Tampa or New Orleans would be the last part of that. So a good opportunity for Green Bay to get into the postseason. Now, I'll give Green Bay's, Nabil's Green Bay Packers this. Mm-hmm. In looking at all of their production from their first and second year players, something we've talked about a lot, and we'll get to with the rookie scores here in just a second. Man, if you're looking at futures, like if and this would be a good assignment for us. If we were to say, I read an article Daniel Popper had written on The Athletic, and was talking about somebody asked the question, what are the foundation pieces for the Chargers moving forward? Like, if we were to do that project for the whole league and say, who are your 10 foundational players that you can build on for the next 7-8 years. The Green Bay Packers might be one of the top five teams in the league when you look at the young foundational pieces that they have.
Isn't it amazing how that has kind of come out to be? Like, when you look at the young talent that they have in place, you look at how they discovered and kind of recobbled and reshaped their offensive line. You think about the blossoming of the young playmakers on the perimeter. You think about the back, A.J. Dillon, even Aaron Jones, who is has been kind of solid for them this year. Then defensively, man, they got young guys on defense that are fast and they can get after it. And I know people talk about Joe Barry's defense, but those young guys are certainly there in place.
They have ability
to go to the next. To go to the next level. And then the final piece is Jordan Love. Jordan Love, we talk about every year, DJ, we always talk about guys, hey, man, draft, sit him down, let him develop on the sideline, yada, yada, yada. No one really believes in that approach. But then here the Packers have done it for the third time. It appears like, you know, you have Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
They pulled it off three times.
And Jordan Love. And so, this team is well positioned to make a run and be in that conversation for the next few years.
No doubt. On the Bears side of things, get ready. We'll save it. But the Fields versus the quarterback class conversation, that's going to start next week, and it's going to start in earnest, and a big decision for Ryan Poles in the offseason. It looks like, by the sounds of the reports last week, that Matt Eberflus will be back. So they'll have some continuity there as they embark on one of the bigger decisions that they're going to have to make really in their organization's history.
God, man, it's such a fascinating decision, such a fascinating decision to watch. It'll be a case study for us, right? Team builders, guys who come from that world. What is it that you really prioritize and value the most? Would you rather have like the pick and the ability to get the best quarterback in the draft, reset the clock, maybe take on a player who is a better player than Justin Fields? Or do you want to continue on the road where like it's kind of the X factor in team sports when it comes to winning? Chemistry and continuity. And guys that like one another and guys that go for one another, because you're kind of playing this chemistry experiment where you remove him, you drop somebody else in. That person that you drop in better be really good in the locker room.
They're going to be compared not only as a player, but as a dude to the guy that just.
Yeah. And so it's going to be a fascinating thing. And man, you talk about that and just all of it. It's a lot. It would be a fun spring discussion. It would be a very polarizing discussion, and it'd be one that'll really define Ryan Poles in his career. So that should be fun. So that was the MTS Game of the Week presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook now with code MTS. New customers can bet $5 on NFL action to score 150 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code MTS. The crown is yours.
Yeah, we won't go through the rest of the games. We've got Seahawks, Cardinals. Obviously, the Cardinals are eliminated. Seahawks have a path to the postseason. Mm-hmm. They need to win, and a Green Bay loss would be the easiest way for them to get in. Rams, Niners, both teams are in the tournament. That's why it's going to be a backup bowl. We're going to see Sam Darnold versus Carson
Big
Wentz.
Game for Sam Darnold, though.
For
both of them. And I know we're going to talk about it, but for Sam Darnold, it's another opportunity to show that he can start and play within that system. For Carson Wentz is big because much like Baker Mayfield used a start or two for the Rams to kind of relaunch his career, maybe Carson Wentz can show people that he can play in a different system that kind of elevates his game and allows him to remind people that, hey, man, this dude was number two overall pick in the draft.
Was on his way to being the MVP in 2017, not that long ago.
And so maybe he has learned something along the way that helps him extend his career.
Yeah, Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, Commanders. It seems like those are games that should be won by the Eagles and the Cowboys. But, man, the Eagles after last week, I wouldn't, don't guarantee anything now. But they would need to win and the Cowboys to lose to win the division. It doesn't feel like the Cowboys are going to lose to the Commanders, so the Cowboys likely will stay in the number two seed. The Eagles would be the five seed and be taking on the winner of the NFC South on the road. All right, Buck, last time we go through these rookie impact scores, I guess actually we'll do it again next week because we've got this final week of the season. But the individuals with the highest score this past week, Jaden Reed, speak of the devil there, talking about the Green Bay Packers. He was number one on the list. Achan with Miami was two. Tyreek Stevenson, good to see defensive name, corner from Miami with the Bears doing a nice job. Aiden O'Connell cracks the list. And then Zay Flowers, who's had a remarkable season. So those were the individuals. The teams Packers, Bears, Rams, Bucks, Cardinals. We've talked about so many of these teams, but I want to talk just for a second here. The last one I mentioned, the Cardinals, their rookie impact from last week, Michael Wilson, who's played great all year. He was out there for 65 snaps, had a touchdown. Starling Thomas, the corner, he's out there playing 49 snaps, five tackles. Paris Johnson, 81 snaps, tackle. You've got the tight end Elijah Higgins, who was Stanford kid, I remember. So you got they had both Higgins and Wilson. They had the two Stanford guys. And then Ojulari had five tackles at linebacker. So the Cardinals, a team that I would say zero was expected of them, even though the win total isn't high. Getting Kyler Murray back, there's some hope there. There's something to get excited about going into next year.
Yeah, something to get excited about. I think what's really interesting, and Jonathan Gannon got like a hard time just kind of the way that he presented. And I think sometimes we have to kind of give people grace when it comes to those opening pressers and how they do it. I think it's an unfamiliar role for a coordinator now jumping into standing in front of the entire team, standing in front of the podium and doing all those. But he's done a really good job. And I think the common denominator between those teams that we talked about, all those teams are playing well, and they're playing well with young guys playing prominent roles. So, you know, in the scouting world, we used to always say, you gotta scout the coaches. When we were in those draft meetings, coaches would come up and talk about the players that they like. But then you have to know how those coaches develop. The teams that have the synergy between the coaching staff and the front office when it comes to how you want to develop and play the young players, those are the teams that are benefiting. You talk about the Rams playing all those young guys. The Packers, we've seen it. Like the Chicago Bears have made a change. Yeah, the trade with Montez Sweat helped them. Yeah. But playing young guys, you have to have a plan to get your young guys on the field, because you benefit when you are able to play the young guys in the early stages of their contracts. DJ gives you a three or four year run to have young, cheap starters while you have money committed elsewhere. And once you pay the quarterback, that has to be the way that it goes. It's one of the things that we were talking about in the spring as we cast our eyes to the draft. Yeah, drafting players are great, but if you're not going to develop them and put them on the field in a position where they can succeed, it's all for naught. That part of it has to be a big part of the team building philosophy.
1,000%. All right, we're going to wrap this one up right now. A reminder, we'll be back tomorrow. Fresh episode. We'll have Bucky's Coach's Corner, which is we do each and every Friday. Be on the lookout for that, as well as we'll have some draft talk, and we'll talk about that national championship game coming up on Monday. So be on the lookout for a new episode tomorrow. Until then, we appreciate you. We'll see you right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.